There is a study out today that shows the disconnect between urban and rural areas in this country when it comes to new business formation and job creation. According to the analysis from the Economic Innovation Group between 2010 and 2014, small U.S. counties lost more businesses than they created, even though the overall economy has been improving during that time. Instead, new businesses are increasingly being concentrated in cities in places like California, Texas, and New York. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us on Mondays from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about what this study says about fewer new businesses being created in rural areas. What happened? When did this trend start?
So let's start national and then zoom in. This is a weird time for American entrepreneurship. On the one hand, you've got this explosion of startups in Silicon Valley. On the other hand, every government report seems to show that entrepreneurship is actually declining. What's really happening is that restaurants, dry cleaners, coffee shops, these are startups. They are new businesses. And these are way down as chains have expanded. So essentially, you have less Derek's coffee shop, more Starbucks, less Jeremy's corner store, more Walmart. What this article by Jim Tankersley in the Washington Post adds to the picture is that the collapse of new businesses is particularly stark in rural America, in small counties. In the 1990s, you had this housing bubble. America was spreading out, moving to suburbs, exurbs. And then you had the collapse. And then everybody basically, the city shrunk back in. More people moved close to cities. Rural America shriveled up. The money stat right now is that 20 counties account for half of all new businesses in America.
And there's a quote in that Washington Post write up on this from somebody who says these may be the good years for these rural areas. Things may actually get worse.
There's this term in economics, agglomeration. It means clustering. It means the rich get richer. Once you are already a city with rich people and rich companies, more rich people and more rich companies want to live close to you. They want to feed off of the benefits, the effects of your profits. So this is a time when San Francisco and Austin and New York are bursting at the seams when it comes to business formation, while Cleveland's workforce actually shrunk in the 4 years after the recovery. Toledo lost 4% of its business. Rural American businesses are actually shrinking. You see this in Detroit. You see it across the Rust Belt. Things are getting worse, and that is discouraging new business formation there.
What options do these places have to turn things around? And I ask you that as somebody who I know looks at this kind of thing all the time, not just when this comes out, but you're looking at jobs in rural areas and in cities all over the place. Is there a way to turn things around?
The good news about rural areas where you don't have a lot of business formation is that they tend to be cheap. So to the extent that it is affordable to move out there, build a house out there, families will want to do that rather than live in really expensive small apartments close to the city center, close to the jobs. And here's the good news. We do the data in this piece goes through 2014, I think, or 2015. But in the last 2 years, Americans have actually resumed a lot of their 1990s, 2000s habits, moving out to the Sun Belt, moving out to suburbs. And so my guess is that to a very small extent, it's possible that a bit of this trend has been reversed in the last 2 years with cheap gas, cheap mortgages, and ongoing economic recovery. As people move out to suburbs, it's possible that businesses will follow them. And I do think that urbanization in America can be overrated. But at the same time, the agglomeration effects that you see, particularly on the coast, San Francisco and New York, they are strong forces to be reckoned with.
This study looks at new business formation, which we would also call startups. Why are startups so important as a gauge of economic growth in this country?
Once a company becomes multinational, it tends to hire abroad. So if you want jobs in America, you want startups, which by their very definition start in America. And as I've written since the 1970s, as more American companies have gotten international, your GEs and your IBMs, Google, they tend to have the majority of their hires overseas because obviously there's a lot of the world to cover if you're going to serve the entire world. And so the great thing about startups is that they tend to hire locally. But we have seen one of the problems with a declining startup rate is that you do have a fewer of these opportunities.
Derek, I can't help but think that this is playing into the dynamics of this presidential election at this point, the idea that rural areas are being left behind in the recovery and more urban areas are not.
I think it's interesting that on the one hand, we have seen an incredibly successful recovery. We have seen steady growth. We have seen the longest a streak of private sector job creation in the history of the country. But at the same time, there are obviously lots and lots of places that the recovery has skipped over. And this is precisely what Tankersley is talking about. And this is precisely, I think, what Trump is speaking to, that there is this kind of top line sense that things are getting better. But lots of people, lots of counties, lots of smaller cities feel completely left out of economic progress, not only made since the recovery after the housing crash, but made since the late 1970s, when manufacturing was starting to go overseas and as you started seeing yawning income inequality and geographical inequality. So that is precisely the most important moral of this story, is that when we talk about average figures, we have to remember that averages are misleading and there are lots of parts of this country that feel overlooked.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks.
Thank you.